Hi, I'm Antaeus Company member, Playwrights Lab member, Dakin Matthews. Thanks for checking out this tour created by Antaeus Theatre Company as part of our podcast series, The Zip Code Plays, a celebration of the diverse culture and history of Los Angeles neighborhoods. Together, we will explore 91601 North Hollywood. Once part of the Mission San Fernando Rey de España, in 1869, a group of investors led by Isaac Lankershim purchased this property to raise sheep. Soon after, Lankershim's son and future son-in-law, James Boone Lankershim, and Isaac Newton Van Eyes took over the management of the property, and under their leadership, the area became one of the world's largest wheat-growing empires. By 1903, the area was nicknamed the Home of the Peach, and by 1912, the area's largest employer, the Bonner Fruit Company, was canning over 1 million tons of peaches and other fruits. First known as Toluca and then Lankershim, the area officially became known as North Hollywood in 1927. Today, it is an eclectic, walkable neighborhood with dining, shopping, and numerous theater experiences along its streets. It was also Antaeus' former home before we moved to Glendale in 2017. Our first stop is Weddington House, 11025 Weddington Street, North Hollywood, California, 91601. In 1886, Wilson Weddington moved his family to the area from Storm Lake, Iowa. The Weddington family went on to play a major role in the development of what is present-day North Hollywood, Studio City, and Toluca Lake. The Weddingtons helped bring the Southern Pacific Railroad to the area, which supported local farmers being able to ship their crops across the country. They petitioned the United States Post Office to recognize the town of Toluca in 1892, and Wilson Weddington became the area's first postmaster. The family also helped build the town's first school, first fire station, and first bank. After being relocated several times, the Weddington House eventually moved to its present-day location. In 2006, the building was scheduled to be demolished, but one of the family's descendants was able to get it designated as a landmark due to its historical significance. A developer purchased the property to build apartments, and as part of the overall project, they restored the house and turned it into a multipurpose space for its residents. Let's take a coffee break at Moby's Organic Coffee and Tea, 5668 Cahuenga Boulevard, North Hollywood, California, 91601. Coffee is an essential crew member here at Antaeus, fueling our daytime staff and helping our nighttime artists through late rehearsals. That's why we're thrilled to have a place like Moby's Organic Coffee and Tea, where we can get our caffeine fix. Moby's is family-owned and dedicated to sourcing local ingredients as well as making their own specialty tea blends in-house. Now, let's check out the Iliad Bookshop, 5400 Cahuenga Boulevard, North Hollywood, California, 91601. At Antaeus, we have more than one crazy cat person on our team. Perhaps that's why we are such big fans of Iliad Bookshop. Not only can you find your new favorite book, but you may also meet one of their famous bookstore cats. Could you imagine anything better than knowledgeable staff members, cute kitties, and a hearty selection of books? We sure can. Our next stop is the Television Academy, 5220 Lankershim Boulevard, North Hollywood, California, 91601. Dedicated to the advancement of the television industry in the United States, the Academy of Television Arts and Sciences, also known as the Television Academy, was founded in 1946 by Sid Cassidy. Best known today for presenting the annual Emmy Awards, the Television Academy also has a variety of outreach and archival programs. In 1948, the Academy members needed a design for the statuette that would be given to Emmy winners. After rejecting 47 options, they finally chose a winged woman designed by television engineer Louis McManus. Cassidy suggested naming the statuette Ike, the nickname for the television iconoscope tube, but others were concerned the name brought to mind Dwight Eisenhower. The term Emmy was suggested as an alternative, a term commonly used for the early image Orthicon camera. The name stuck, but was later modified to Emmy, which members thought was more appropriate for the female statuette. The Hall of Fame garden at the Television Academy includes a large-scale bronze replica of the Emmy statuette that weighs 1,750 pounds and stands 18 feet high. And be sure to check out the garden's other statues, busts, and plaques honoring the Television Academy's Hall of Fame, honorees including Oprah Winfrey, Jack Benny, Lucille Ball, and others. Now, let's face it, most theater people are not morning people. City Kitchen Cafe at 5225 Lancashire Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 91601, has you covered by serving breakfast all day. We always love the opportunity to support local independent restaurants like this one, and we're not going to lie, we're pretty excited about their bottomless mimosas that are offered every single day. Let's explore a little more of the NoHo Arts District, North Hollywood, California, 91601. Head over to the NoHo Arts District Gateway sign to start your journey of the NoHo Arts District. Designed by artist Peter Shire, the Gateway sign is located at Lancashire Boulevard and Houston Street. Shire was one of the original members of the Memphis Group, a collective of artists that challenged the rigidity of modernist vocabulary and in turn used ephemeral designs featuring colorful and abstract decoration, as well as asymmetrical shapes. Home to numerous theaters, galleries, dance studios, cafes, and shops, the NoHo Arts District was originally established in 1992. Be sure to check out the El Portal Theater, located at 5269 Lancashire Boulevard. Originally built in 1926 as a vaudeville house, the El Portal is now a performing arts complex. Stop by the Lancashire Arts Center, located at 5108 Lancashire Boulevard. Built in 1939 for the Department of Water and Power, this building is an example of streamlined modern architecture. Visit the Metro Red Line station, located at Lancashire Boulevard just north of Chandler Boulevard. The artwork reflects the theme of the California Dream and includes nearly 4,000 square feet of hand-painted tile murals by the artist Anne Marie Carlson. Now let's go across to Lancashire Train Depot, 11275 Chandler Boulevard, North Hollywood, 91601. Located across the street from the Metro train station is one of the oldest existing structures in the area. The Lancashire Train Depot was built in 1896 to connect the region's agricultural industry to the ports. From 1911 to 1952, this station served the Pacific Electric Red Car Line. After undergoing a $3.6 million restoration project in 2014, the building was reopened in 2017 as the home to a coffee shop. The original one-story wood structure was kept intact and features the original yellow and brown exterior paint, as well as interior features that include wrought iron details, wood floors, and a barn-like ceiling. And let's head to our final stop, Amelia Earhart statue, 11400 West Magnolia Boulevard, North Hollywood, California, 91601. Paying tribute to Amelia Earhart is the statue of her likeness at the intersection of Tahunga Avenue and Magnolia Boulevard. In 1971, the 7-foot-tall statue, made of fiberglass and steel, with a 23-karat gold overleaf, was installed by sculptor Ernest Shelton. It received a $13,000 restoration in 1988 that recovered it in gold, sealed cracks, and placed it on a new black marble pedestal. Earhart moved to Toluca Lake in 1935 and often flew out of nearby Lockheed Air Terminal, now Hollywood Burbank Airport. She was the first woman to pilot a plane across the Atlantic Ocean and the first woman to fly it alone. She helped found the 99s, an organization that supports female pilots, which was named after the 99 of the 117 women pilots who attended the first meeting in 1929. Unfortunately, Earhart disappeared in 1937 over the Pacific Ocean when she attempted to become the first female to complete a circumnavigational flight around the globe. Well, that's the end of this tour through 91601. Thanks for going on this journey with me. If you haven't yet, check out our free audio play, 91601 North Hollywood, End of the Line by Pepper Chambers. It's available wherever you get your podcasts or at zipcodeplays.info.